Officials in both the U.S. and Mexico are celebrating the deal they reached last Friday. You know, the one that avoided a 5% tariff on all Mexican goods coming to the U.S. President Trump had threatened to start those tariffs today if Mexico didn't do more to stop migrants from reaching the U.S. border. The Trump administration says Mexico is now committed to take steps it hasn't taken before, like deploying National Guard troops to its southern border and requiring Central American asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for the requests to be processed in the U.S. Mexican officials, though, are saying that a lot of what is in this new agreement was already in the works. What's new is a timeline to determine if what they're doing is working or not. That's what Mexico's Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard said at a press conference this morning.
¿Cuándo o en qué fecha se va a hacer la evaluación? Dentro de 45 días.
Ebrard said the two sides will meet to discuss results in 45 days and that in 90 days they do a final evaluation of whether or not Mexico is reducing migrant numbers at the border. Ebrard also offered another detail that U.S. officials haven't mentioned. He said that if it's determined that the steps outlined in the deal are not working, Mexico would call for a new round of talks, not just with the U.S., but with several other countries as well. He mentioned three specifically: Brazil, Panama, and Guatemala.
¿Por qué? Porque a Brasil llegan los extracontinentales. Panamá, porque ahí llegan cubanos y haitianos.
He said Brazil because that's where many migrants from outside the continent come in. Panama, he added, is a transit point for many Cuban and Haitian immigrants, and Guatemala is on the way north for people from Honduras and El Salvador. His point, this isn't just Mexico's problem. President Trump, meanwhile, is keeping the tariff threat alive. He tweeted that again this morning, which prompted Mexico's president to respond with a threat of his own. Andrés Manuel López Obrador said the deal with the U.S. is a good thing, because otherwise Mexico would have been forced to slap its own tariffs on American products heading south. Then he added,
"Sí está claro, ¿verdad?"
We're clear on that, right?